The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Happy Memorial Day and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. My husband and fellow realtor and our special guest today, Jimmy Haggerty with Joyce, Jackman, and Bell Insurance Agency.
Morning, Jackie. Pat, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here with us. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. Our Century 21 quality service winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. Feel free to email us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or call us toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
You can find us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy, or you can view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Before we get started, I want to thank the gentleman who called my office in the last couple weeks. He left word with one of our agents there, and he brought to our attention a matter he'd like to hear discussed on security systems, alarm systems. So the message was received. I want him to know that. Hopefully he's listening and we're looking into it. Maybe that's going to be a future show.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, Jimmy Haggerty, James Haggerty of Joyce, Jackman, and Bell Insurance Agency. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, please?
Sure. I'm born and raised in Northeast Pennsylvania. I've been with Joyce, Jackman, and Bell for the last 6 years. Joyce, Jackman, and Bell is a full service insurance agency specializing in personal and commercial insurance.
Okay. How about your contact information, email?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. My phone number is 654-7201, and that's directly to my desk at the office. And my email is jhaggerty, one word, jhaggerty, at jjbins.com, Joyce Jackman and Bell Insurance.
Okay, so you do every type of insurance that you can do for personal and commercial.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, there's so many things we can talk about, I'm sure, today. Homeowners insurance, flood, disaster insurance, mine insurance. There's even mortgage insurance, not to be confused with PMI, private mortgage insurance. Mortgage insurance where if a spouse dies, the mortgage would be covered. There's all these different types of insurance. So let's start with, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Homeowners insurance.
Okay.
Let's talk about that. When somebody is in buying a house, they have to, especially when a lender's involved, they need to have homeowners insurance. So what do we do? How do we start? What do we think about when we think about that?
Well, Jackie, as you mentioned, most lenders, banks, mortgage companies are going to require you to carry homeowners insurance on your home and your property. That is strictly to replace the existing structure if, in case of a loss, whether it be a fire, an accident, lightning strike, something like that. You're going to be required to carry that homeowner's insurance to protect your home and your property against any type of loss. And, obviously you should have it anyway, but the bank or mortgage company is going to require you to carry that. And if you do pay off that loan over the course of, 20, 30 years, you are no longer required to carry the insurance, although we highly recommend it. God forbid something happened to the home, the insurance company is going to pay to restore that home to its original structure.
Okay. Well, this brings to mind, now, of course, what you pay for a home and what it would cost to replace that home could be two different values. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Yes, this is something that confuses people a little bit, but it's fairly simple. If you purchase a home, let's just use the number of $200,000. That's the real estate value, what it costs to purchase the home. The home itself may be a big, beautiful, old, magnificent home that's going to cost a lot of money to replace, and that is called your replacement cost. When you sell a property or purchase a property, there's a real estate value on that. Insurance is totally different. We are strictly insuring the structure or the home as to its replacement value or its replacement cost, what it's going to cost to build that house to its existing condition. It may be a lot more than the home is currently worth. It may be less than what the home is currently worth. It all depends on, you know, the structure that's on the property, but it has nothing to do really with the real estate value, what you could buy or sell it for, or what it's listed for.
Right. And oftentimes, though, when we go in to list a home, a lot of times owners will break out the insurance policy and show us what their replacement cost is. And quite honestly, that's always a lot more than what the market, the real estate market, is willing to bear. And of course, I look at sold properties in an area and active properties and pending properties to summarize what's going on in the real estate world for that person. But oftentimes they say, well, look at what I'm insured for. And I know that that's a little unrealistic, but it happens quite frequently in our line of work.
It does confuse people. But really what they have to understand when it comes to homeowners insurance, you have to insure the property as to what it's going to cost to build that home again.
Okay, so who determines that? Do you?
No, the insurance companies.
They have adjusters? Is that what it is?
There's adjusters. There's rating systems they use. Square footage is a you know, very common way of determining how much it's going to cost to rebuild a home. You know, there's $150 a square foot. The home is a certain amount of square feet. That's what you come up with. Now, if you're looking at a more beautiful home or something special, maybe up in the hill section of Scranton, we have
historic
homes. Okay. It's going to cost more to replace those. So
there's different values for different types of homes.
Depending on what type of construction, what type of materials are used, it's going to alter it a little bit. But most homes are generally done on a cost per square foot to build a home.
Well, I would think, you know, in lines of this discussion, somebody that purchased a new construction, and would say within the last 10 years, would pretty much, the replacement cost would be.
Yeah, you're going to have a very good idea of what it's going to cost to mm-hmm. rebuild that house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we had, there was a series of fires in our neighborhoods, and we went to the insurance company, because I looked at the replacement cost, and I said, I don't think this is enough insurance, and I went and they almost doubled the value of the policy, because the guy came in, the adjuster came in and looked through the house, and he says, well, this is what it's going to cost. And I was actually stunned, because, I mean, it's a big house, and I didn't realize it was that expensive to rebuild a house.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in our area. As you mentioned, we have historical homes. There are a lot of old homes. They're more expensive to build these days than some of the new construction, and people have to take that into account when they're buying homeowners insurance to know. You know, be aware of what your home is made of and what it's going to cost to
really, what's
it
going to cost for those hardwood floors and all of that grand molding and all of these big, beautiful windows. It was a lot more than I thought it was.
Well, you know, and I'm guilty, because this is an area where I got a little lax, and I don't like to be like this, but my dad was in insurance for so many years, and he did insurance and real estate. So whenever I did any kind of insurance, I would just run it through him. Dad, look it over. Tell me what I need. Take away what I don't need. I would leave it up to him. Well, now that he's not with us, I'm lost. And then so I've assigned you that. That's your department.
Yeah, I get in trouble too.
Yeah, that's your job. Okay. Okay, along with homeowners insurance, you want to look at your contents, your
sure.
personal belongings,
yes.
Of course, correct? Okay, that would all be included in the homeowners insurance. What about flood insurance, mine insurance, mold, those type of things that we all have to deal with?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, everyone should speak to their current homeowner's agent to find out exactly what is, you know, involved in the policy. Flood insurance is not included in any homeowner's policy written today by any company.
Okay.
Flood insurance is a national program. If you feel that you need it or want to inquire about it, your agent can look into that for you, and they will look into the National Flood Registry, find out where your home is located. There are maps drawn to determine, you know, what the likelihood of any flooding. You know, certain areas of Scranton for many years had problems with flooding, and now hopefully that has been taken care of with the different
projects,
the different projects that have taken care of the flooding problem. But you have to know where you live, what the risks are. But if you are, you know, there is a national, you know, flood program. Certain companies will sell you the flood insurance, but you can always buy it through the, you know, the national program. It doesn't cost any more or any less to buy it directly from the flood company or the private insurance company.
Okay.
Mine subsidence, similar type of thing. Mine subsidence is written through a state program, Department of Environmental Protection. You need to speak to your agent. Again, there are maps drawn where those mines are located. If you feel that you are, you know, on or near a mine, you know, you might want to consider mine subsidence. You know, we certainly have that, again, in the Scranton area. Sometimes the hill section areas like that have had different issues with mine subsidence. Not to scare anybody up there, but you should always speak to your agent. You know, let them know what you're thinking, what your concerns are, and they'll let you know what they would recommend or what they think you're going to need in certain areas in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, of course, Lackawanna County, a big mining area, I would think that something that we should look into is mine subsidence insurance.
Yeah, especially with that house up on Butler Street up in Dunmore, there was a subsidence right in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle of the street.
You read about it a lot, but everyone should be aware that it's not, you know, included in insurance policies. It's going to be something separate they need to get. It is not cost prohibitive. A lot of times, you know, we call it sleep insurance. It just allows you to sleep at night knowing that
peace of mind.
If something happens, you're going to be protected.
Good, good. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grody Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're going to head towards a break, but I think I'd like to come back and make a couple more points on that. On those two topics, flood insurance and mine insurance. Before we go to a break, we always go over our house wanted portion of the program today. We'll talk about what we need. Pat, you have a client that's looking for hunting land, 100 acres.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Looking, can't find it. It's been looking for it for a couple years, and price is not really an object. So anybody out there that knows of any hunting land that's coming up, or if they'd like to think about selling it, give us a call. We also have Sarah, who is looking within 20 to 25 miles of Scranton for a 3-bedroom ranch. They'll also consider a bi-level or a split level, minimum acre within 20 to 25 miles of the city of Scranton. Please stay with us. We will be back in a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grody Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Grody Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Grody Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Grody Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Grody Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
Selling or buying a house? No question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Grody Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Grody Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Grody Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Grody Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jruddy.com, where you will experience the gold standard.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grody Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Hello again.
You okay over there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And our special guest, Jimmy Haggerty, with Joyce, Jackman, and Bell Insurance Agency. Hello.
Hi, Jackie. Pat, how are you?
Okay, before the break, we were starting to talk about flood insurance, mine insurance, how those are separate from a homeowner's insurance policy just because you may live in an area that's a flood zone or a mining area. It's not automatically included in your coverage, and to be mindful of that.
To be mindful of that, but also, Jackie, not only is it not included, it is excluded. So it is not covered under homeowner's policies.
So my house caves in because of them, and there's nothing.
You have nothing.
Oh, my. Okay. Now, flood insurance, that's so somebody that's in a flood zone and they're on the map in a flood zone. There's different zones, too, correct?
There are different zones, right. The maps will tell you what zone you're in. Depending on what zone you're in, it depends on, you know, the rate you're going to be charged for the flood insurance.
Okay. So the higher risk areas,
it's going to be a little bit more.
They're going to be more. And that's not necessarily contained to a property that's on a beach, on a river. No. Okay.
I mean, they have what's called flood plains where just water, I mean, if a river overflows, that's where it's going to go. You may be in some cases close to a river, but it's not at such a high risk, whereas the low-lying areas where the water is all going to gather is really going to be the problem.
Okay, so I have a house. Say I have a house. I live in this house, and it's on the bottom of a hill. And the water comes down, whatever, the street, the backyard, and it floods my basement. What I have just a general homeowner's insurance policy. There's nothing?
No, there's going to be no coverage. And hopefully you know that you're in that type of area. You don't have many of, you know, expensive contents in your home in the basement. I mean, you should be aware of, you know, whether or not you get water in the basement. And, you know, if you do, you should know that you're not going to keep some of your nicer items on there. You know, if there is some, you know, water seeping into the basement, you know, there's not going to be any coverage on that.
So people in Low Point should be thinking about that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad lives on a beach. I think he's got flood insurance, and it's not cheap.
No. Okay, what about mold? Is mold covered? Even if it's not even related to, say, a flood. A mold. Say you have mold. We're in a wet region. The northeast part of Pennsylvania is a wet region. We get a lot of rain, plus our water table sometimes is a little high. We get basements quite frequently, often with moisture, right. And mold does very well in atmospheres that contain a lot of moisture. So mold, is this something that would be covered in a policy?
It can be. And unfortunately, you'd have to check with your current agent and read your current policy. Not all policies are alike. And as a matter of fact, Jackie, most policies are all different. So some companies automatically include it. You can add it. There are some costs involved sometimes, but very minimal. But mold, in many cases, is a covered loss, but in some cases, it's not. So it all depends on how the policy is written.
Okay. So, yeah, this is it. And then if you have a pipe break or leak or something, and then say mold was a pre-existing condition, I would say that probably not covered. But if you have a break,
exactly.
Okay.
If you had a water break in your house and you were away on vacation and you came home and some mold had developed as a result of that loss, it is going to be covered. The cleanup, restoring that home without, you know, getting rid of the mold. But if for some reason, you know, you find mold that, you know, developed over a period of time in an area of the home that you were unaware of and you can't pinpoint necessarily the loss or the reason for it, it's probably not covered.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of things that one can do to prevent moisture in basements in our area. They can run dehumidifiers. You know, of course, lots of times it won't eliminate or totally eradicate something, but there are things that people can do. Ventilation.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there are different types of insurance policies too. I understand. What's the difference, say, between what is an umbrella insurance policy?
An umbrella policy is something that is going to cover. I mean, if you picture an umbrella, it goes over. It's going to go over your liability. Okay, when you buy a homeowner's policy, you're not only protecting the home itself and its contents, you have a liability policy included in that. If someone was to fall or injure themselves while on your property, you are also insured. So that's what we call the property and casualty. The property part is the home and its contents. The casualty part is the liability. The homeowner's responsibility and liability as to having people on their property and safe. Somebody trips and falls going up your front stairs, they can sue you. And unfortunately, we are in that type of society where people tend to do it more often than not. But, you know, there's a liability portion of your policy that is going to cover you know, the home and it's and your property. An umbrella policy is going to also cover your automobile. So I have a home, I have three automobiles, I have a wife, I have children. An umbrella policy is going to cover all of that, but really just the liability portion.
Okay.
The property portion of the policy is covered, the home and its contents. My car has collision, I have some property on that on the automobile. But the umbrella policy is really a liability policy to cover, you know, me, my wife, my children, cars, you know, accidents that might occur. And it's above and beyond the limits that I have set in the current policy.
Accidents. Accidents of your workers working, painting, doing rain gutters, roofs, installation jobs?
No. Accidents, if my, you know, son or daughter is involved in a car accident and they do some damage to someone else's property, you know,
okay.
or an injury to another driver or passenger in that car, if my child were at fault, there's going to be some liability concerns there. Again, my automobile policy is going to have some limits. Maybe it's $1 million limit on the liability portion. If, you know, that accident were to go above those limits, my umbrella policy would then pick that up. It would go over and above the automobile and the homeowner liability.
The homeowner. Okay. So when you have workers that come to your house, and I think we talked about this on one of the cooling shows, Pat, with Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. We talked about having workers that come to the house. How important is that they are insured?
Yes. Anyone that's doing work at your property should show you proof of insurance, which should also include workers' compensation insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if someone's working on your property and they're injured while they're at work, their workers' compensation policy will pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can also be sued as a result of if there's any negligence on your property.
Sure.
That's where your homeowner's policy would kick in. The liability portion of that would cover your responsibility. But that worker would be covered under their workers' compensation policy or their employer's.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So this is all, you know, all things that come to my mind when I'm talking about insurance, and not many people really take the time to know or investigate or understand.
And Jackie, most people who have owned a home for 20 or 30 years have been through this with their insurance agent, but new home buyers have to keep that in mind. They may have never had a homeowner's policy.
Right.
This is stuff that they should be aware of. It's as simple as a phone call to your local agent or your personal, you know, sometimes it's a friend or a family member, but call them. They'll answer any questions you might have.
Well, it's confusing too.
It can be.
Yes, and there's a lot of common misconceptions, some myths out there, some misunderstandings when it comes to insurance. And let's talk a little bit about mortgage insurance, what we talked about at the beginning of the show. There's also an insurance policy out there that it's called a mortgage insurance policy. It's not, again, to be confused with private mortgage insurance, which is lender required, which is a one-time insurance fee that consumers pay at time of closing. That's different. This is when somebody, a spouse dies, someone that pays on the mortgage, loss of that income, then that mortgage would be paid when that spouse dies.
Right.
Okay.
There are different products out there. Basically, it boils down to they are basically life insurance policies. If I purchase a home with my wife and we take out a 30-year mortgage, I am going to probably buy some life insurance to protect my wife and my family. God forbid I were to die an early death. You know, I've got 30 years of payments on this home. I need, you know, maybe $1 million, $2 million to cover the mortgage on that home. So you can call it mortgage insurance. You can call it life insurance. It's protecting your individual assets. And really, life insurance is a whole other discussion.
Well, sure it is.
But in terms of a home and homeowners, you should have enough. Whether it's life insurance or mortgage insurance to cover cost of that home over the 20 or 30 years that you're going to be living. And they'll be term insurance policies. So if you have a 30-year mortgage, you can get 30-year mortgage insurance or 30-year life insurance that, you know, I may not want to have $1 million life insurance policy after I paid off my home. There may be no need for that, but you want to just protect, you know, your wife and your children or your husband and your children and the home. You want them to stay there and live there. You have to buy some insurance to protect that.
Well, you know, and I've had clients over the years that had insisted on getting that, and that fit their lifestyle, their needs. And then I have people that say, nope, that's a waste of money. I'd rather do something else. But there's always a benefit and a drawback. And the benefits, of course, would be for that two-income family where you are dependent and relying on that other income, and then that spouse was to pass away. Or if you can't get health insurance for some reason, maybe and then you have some sort of condition and you don't expect to live, maybe that would be those types of people that would be interested in that kind of mortgage.
And you sort of touched on it. Every individual circumstance is different.
Right.
Some people may want it, some may not. You are not required to have it. As we said, you know, the homeowner's policy is that the mortgage broker or lender is going to require you to carry it. There is no requirement to have this insurance. But if you want, again, God forbid somebody die and you know, a contributor to that mortgage payment, if you want to be able to stay in that home, then you're probably going to need some type of insurance policy to protect that.
Well, you know, and also when I was thinking about that, I was thinking, well, what if someone wasn't going to, if they were just purchasing a home and it was just a stepping stone and they did purchase that insurance, and but they knew that they were going to move in 5 or 7 years to another home. Like they knew they were going to go further with or they wanted a bigger house in the future, they would lose all that money towards that policy, right? They would have to take out a new policy on the new home.
Oh, right. They're not very expensive. They're not very expensive, but it is a way to protect, you know, you're going to make sure that your mortgage payments are met if you or you know, a contributor to that mortgage payment is unable to make the payments.
Yeah,
the disability. I mean, if someone's injured at work or in an accident, they can no longer work, how do they make the mortgage payments?
That's right.
The insurance is a way to protect that.
Yeah, the way we did it is we did the term life insurance because we've refinanced at least once. And I know if we would have refinanced with that, we would have lost the insurance. But the way we did it was a term life policy.
And that's mostly how people do it.
Okay. Well, this is a great, great show, great information today. Thanks for coming in, Jimmy. You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate. And today with us is Jim Haggerty with Joyce Jackman and Bell Insurance Agency. Again, your contact information, please.
Jackie, my phone number is 570-654-7201. And my email address is jhaggerty, which is jhaggerty at jjbins.com.
Thanks again for all that great information today. And if you would be so kind, because we didn't cover nearly anything near what I wanted to discuss today. So can you pencil us in for next weekend?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, look forward to talking to you then. Before we close, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Sure. I have a beautiful house listed in Dunmore at 1305 Grandview Street. That's 1305 Grandview Street. It's for $299,900. It's 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. It's an incredible Victorian in Dunmore. It's a Brazilian cherry flooring, Marietta kitchen, pocket doors, fireplace, first floor laundry, built-ins, and a porch. It's a porch you won't want to leave. I know because I know the house. We used to live right over there. It's a great view from up there. This is a beautiful house at 1305 Grandview Street in Dunmore for $299,900.
Sarah Weiss is listing.
Yeah, that's listed by Sarah Weiss.
Okay, great. And we'll close with a tip. The county health ranking shows us that where we live matters to our health. The health of a community depends on many different factors, ranging from individual health behaviors, education, jobs, to quality of health care, to the environment. There's a collection of 50 reports, one per state, and it helps us see that where we live, learn, work, and play influences how healthy we are and how long we live. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is collaborating with the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute to develop these rankings for each state's counties. If you're looking in an area to buy a home or you know someone making a decision, this may be something you want to check out before that final decision. CountyHealthRankings.com. That's CountyHealthRankings.com. For example, the study looks at premature deaths, smoking population, obesity numbers, teen birth rate, motor vehicle accidents, violent crime rate, just to name a few. Again, go to CountyHealthRankings.com to see where your county ranks. It's very interesting information. That concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney.
Thank you.
Of Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. If you have any real estate questions during the week,
email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or call us toll free at 888-399-5225.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Have an awesome weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.